Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Helping Hands Go. My name is Sarah and I'm here to help. How can I assist you today?
Hi Sarah, my name is Mark. I'm interested in volunteering with your organisation and wanted to ask a few detailed questions about the volunteer positions you have available.
Great to hear that you're interested in volunteering, Mark. Our volunteer positions require a commitment of at least 5 hours a week. If each volunteer only worked 2.5 hours a week, it would mean we need to hire more people, which would be not only time-consuming, but also complicated due to scheduling conflicts.
That makes sense. Are the volunteer hours flexible, or do they need to be on specific days?
We generally need volunteers to work on weekdays because we have more options and flexibility on weekends. On weekends, we have plenty of volunteers, so there are no staffing issues, making weekdays our primary need.
Understood. How long does the application process typically take?
Since we receive a lot of applications, we evaluate each candidate very carefully to ensure a good fit. The shortest amount of time we can make a final decision about your application is around 10 weeks, as we want to be thorough in our selection process.
Wow, that's quite a thorough process. Is there anything specific you look for in applicants?
Yes, we prefer applicants who have a driving license, because sometimes the role might require delivering goods to people in need, especially in areas that are not easily accessible by public transportation.
That is awesome. I just got it in the last month.
That's great to hear.
Are there any other requirements I should be aware of?
Each applicant is required to provide contact details from two references. They are expected to provide recommendations that speak to your personality, qualifications, abilities, and capabilities relevant to the position you're seeking.
I can arrange that. What kind of volunteer positions do you have available?
The first position is to work for a charity that helps people with mobility issues do their shopping and buy groceries. These people suffer from health problems. Many of them struggle with daily tasks that most people take for granted, which can make them feel isolated. Volunteers for this task should be very friendly, as the individuals you'll be helping often feel upset and have low self-esteem due to their disabilities and physical problems.
That sounds very rewarding. What other positions are available?
The second position is to work at a charity shop. The main responsibility here is to handle the window displays and organise the products for sale. This shop sells items donated by generous donors to raise funds for elderly people. Volunteers who are good with numbers and have an eye for detail will have an advantage in this position.
That sounds interesting, but also quite demanding. Are there any special skills required for the environmental group position?
No specific skills are required, but it is beneficial if you are physically fit and enjoy outdoor activities, as the work can be physically demanding and involves a variety of tasks, such as cleaning up litter and planting trees.